from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, my name is Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. We'll open the hour with pianist Cedar Walton and his trio, which at the time of this performance consisted of Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes on drums. They're joined on some tracks here by special guest Clifford Jordan on sax, but here it will be just the trio. The session was recorded in performance at the club Boomers in New York City on January 4th, 1973. This is the title track from the album, the John Coltrane classic, Naima. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going back to 1957 for Jackie McLean on alto sax. From the album Makin' the Changes, first released as an LP on the New Jazz label, the album contains two recording sessions, from February and August 1957, both sessions at Rudy Van Gelder's Hackensack, New Jersey studio. We heard from the August 1957 session, Jackie McLean on alto, Gil Coggins on piano, Curtis Fuller trombone, Webster Young trumpet, Paul Chambers bass, and Lewis Hayes, hearing him for the second time in that set, on the drums. We listen to their take of Charlie Parker's Chasin' the Bird. Before that, speaking of reed players, a more contemporary virtuoso of the sax and the flute, Jerry Vivino. He's best known for his role in various late-night television bands, most notably Conan. A track from his 2014 release, Back East. Jerry featured on both sax and flute for the release, Brian Charette on organ, Bob DeVos on guitar, and rounding out the quartet, Andy Senesi on drums. We listened to a Thad Jones piece, 3 and 1. And we began the set with Cedar Walton on piano with Sam Jones and Lewis Hayes, recorded live in 1973, Naima, from the album of the same name. We'll begin this set of the jazz scene with more soulful sounds, this time from vibraphonist Johnny Lytle from 1963, the album Got That Feeling, and he's joined by Milt Harris on organ, Milt Hinton on bass, and William Pepe Hinnant on the drums. From the Gershwin Songbook, more specifically Porgy and Bess, It Ain't Necessarily So.
Thank you. Nobody in the world was ever without a prayer. How can you win the world if nobody knows you're there? Kid, when you need the crowd, those tickets are hard to sell. Still, you can lead the crowd if you can get up and yell. Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgaged up to here. But don't pass that plate, folks. Don't pass that cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up. And I'll be up like a rosebud high on that vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come.
That's one from Mark Levine on piano. For many years, Mark was the pianist in Cal Jater's various Latin jazz bands. So it's no wonder, then, that he fronted a quartet in the early 2000s called the Latin Tinge, with Peter Barchet on bass, Paul van Wageningen on drums, and Michael Spiro percussion. From the album Hey, It's Me, we heard an Afro-Cuban-tinged rendition of Sonny Rollins' classic Erigen. Emily Asher before that. Emily is a fine singer, trombonist, and composer, part of a new generation of musicians and singers keeping traditional jazz alive and well in the 21st century. From the album Dreams May Take You, her debut recording, she's backed by the likes of Wycliffe Gordon on sousaphone and trombone, Phil Ditzak and Bria Skonberg, trumpets, on reeds, William Anderson and Dan Levinson, Nick Russo, banjo and guitar, Gordon Webster, piano, on bass, either Rob Adkins or Kelly Friesen, and on drums, Kevin Dorn or Rob Garcia. We heard Hey, Look Me Over. And we got the set underway with a classic from 1963, Johnny Lytle on vibes, It Ain't Necessarily So, from Got That Feeling. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the best way to do that is by email, and our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. You can also visit our website. Much more info about the program is available for you there, including detailed playlists, and you can also stream episodes of The Jazz Scene on demand as well. Head over to qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com and check it all out. We're here with our final set for this hour, and we'll begin with a classic from 1960 and a band fronted by two trumpet players, Donald Byrd and Booker Little, from the album The Third World. This album, very much inspired by Latin and African rhythms, and there are plenty of percussion instruments utilized throughout this release. And they're backed by Marcus Belgrave and Don Ellis, additional trumpets, Curtis Fuller, trombone, Pepper Adams, baritone sax, Bill Evans and Mal Waldron, piano, Paul Chambers and Addison Farmer, bass, on drums, Ed Shaughnessy and Philly Joe Jones, and on additional percussion, Armando Parraza, Willie Rodriguez, and Earl Zindars. This one's called Ping Pong. Thank you. opening and closing the hour with piano, bass, and drums trios. We opened with the Cedar Walton Trio, with Sam Jones and Lewis Hayes. Closing the hour, the Ken Berman Trio. Ken Berman on piano, Kai Eckhart on bass, and Akira Tana on drums. From the album Sound Poetry, an album dominated by original compositions, but there are some standards as well, including Someone to Watch Over Me, we listen to The Poet. A quartet fronted by guitarist Russell Malone before that, from a 2000 release on Verve, the album Look Who's Here, with Anthony Wonsey on piano, Richie Goods on bass, and Byron Landham on drums. We heard the title track, a Russell Malone original, Look Who's Here. And we began the set with Donald Byrd and Booker Little, two trumpeters leading their band from 1960, the album The Third World. We heard Ping Pong. And unfortunately, our time is gone for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you again for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. I look forward to your company again very soon for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.